If your husband is sealing the tub with toothpaste, then you've come to the right place. It's Arizona's number one home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Know that there is an open line if you've been trying to get in. We cleared a couple lines, and you won't get a busy signal if you're the first one or two. Hey, you know what, Romy? Every once in a while, I bump into something I think I need to tell people about. We had that monster trunk freezer in the garage forever, right?
Yes.
You know, that's we ate out of that thing for 20 years. Well, that she finally died.
Oh.
And I put it on the side of the house, and I kept thinking, well, one Saturday after the show, I'm going to haul that down to Skunk Creek landfill. One Saturday after the show, I'm going to haul that down. One Saturday after the, and I just never really got around to it. It was out there on the side of the house probably for 2 or 3
weeks.
Well,
you can't interrupt nap time.
That's right. I was driving down Hayden Road, and there was this truck and trailer going down the road, junkappliance.com, free appliance pickup and haul away.
Hello.
How long do you think I had that before I called Jennifer? I said, Jennifer, call this number now.
You were probably driving.
Well, he showed up, put that freezer up, it's gone. Just free appliance pickup. So if you've got a junk appliance that's quit working around your house and you don't want it to end up in the landfill and you want to give it to somebody that maybe can do some good with it, then call them. It's 480-606-2373, or you can find them at junkappliance.com. That's just one little hot tip I've got for our listeners, say, in the Phoenix metro area. Let's go to Terry. He's calling in from Phoenix. We welcome him to Rosie on the House. How can we help you, my friend?
Yes, I was listening last week, but I couldn't get in. But I did take your advice, and I set up an energy audit with Rias. But they're busy, evidently, so I couldn't get it done until the end of the month. So I still have my original question. We bought a house about a year or two ago, and we put extra insulation in the attic because it was very, very under-insulated. But I made the mistake of not putting any over the garage and over a nice workroom, which I have remodeled, and it's very nice, except it's way too hot to do anything in it this time of year.
Okay.
My main question is, the garage and that workroom, which attached to the kitchen and next to the kitchen and the family room, those two rooms are so very hot, and it's partly because the garage and workroom seem to be hotter than it is outside.
Okay.
I don't care about what can I do to make those two rooms more comfortable, and I think I've got to do the work, you know, on the walls or on the roof above the garage and above the workroom.
Okay.
Just your opinion on that. Where do I go to make those two rooms more comfortable?
Okay. Well, you're going in the right direction, Terry. The whole house energy audit is going to let us get, and as a matter of fact, why don't you call Rias back and tell him, look, I want you to throw in the free thermal imaging too, okay?
Okay.
And tell them Rosie said that you could have that, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. So they're going to thermally image that wall between the garage and the workshop and your living space, and that's going to give us a thermal imaging of whether or not there's insulation there at all.
It is insulation. It is a slump block house, and that was my next question. How do you know if there's any insulation at all in those walls?
Hey, well, you didn't mention that, and I'm glad you did. The fact that it's slump block, you're going to probably want to give a fellow a call. The name of his company is Thermal Advantage, and he was actually on the show like 2 weeks before Todd was, and his company takes those slump block homes, evacuates the old granular vermiculite insulation that we put in those walls back when we built them in the 60s, the 70s, and 80s, and then he injects foam inside that block wall. Terry, you aren't going to believe the difference that makes.
Well, that's my quote. Will the energy audit tell me that too, or is that a two-step process?
That's a two-step process.
One that Rias does and one that the slump block wall people do.
That's right. Thermal Advantage is a very unique product, and he operates in a very narrow niche of filling old masonry homes with foam. And I will tell you, Terry, it is not horribly expensive. If it were my home, if I were you, I would tell you to get Dennis out there for Thermal Advantage, and I'd have him do the entire house. You're not gonna, you just can't imagine how much more comfortable, how much more quieter, and how much more cleaner the house is going to stay. You will be amazed.
I think I'll try that, or at least see if I can afford it.
Yeah.
It's one of the most affordable insulation products on the market.
Yeah. It's Thermal Advantage, Terry. Give them a ring, and they'll visit with you about the price to fill the whole house, exterior walls with foam, and then have Thermal Advantage, and then have Rias there to do the whole house energy audit. And, Terry, at the point you get those proposals, and you may or may not be confused about what is the next best step to take, call me. I'll drop by the house, and we'll visit about it for a while. We'll compare the proposals, and I'll tell you, hey, do this one first, then do this one second, and do this one third. Because, boy, there's nothing worse than having a house you just can't get comfortable. Terry, we appreciate the call, and we're here to help you as any way we can. Romy, you have the last couple shows have generated a lot of activity in that digital newsroom. Man, you are sorting through a lot of emails.
You know, I printed off, generally in the average week, we get over 100 emails to rosieonthehouse.com. And I will find maybe 4 or 5 that are new or interesting. I think I printed off close to 30 yesterday, and you don't have time to cover all that in one show, so I had to go through it again and scale back and go through it again and scale back. A lot of good stuff going on. Kim writes in and says, my husband and I listen to your show with Advanced Home Systems, where y'all were talking about thermal cooling,
yeah,
where you take advantage of the off-peak and you cool your home, and then during the on-peak demand, you lay off.
I think I've gone to like 6 people's homes since that show was on, people trying to wrestle and figure that out.
Well, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com. In the archive, you can re-listen to it because it was an entire show on it, and it completely retrained your brain to think about your cooling. They took the advice, and without anything else, just following the on and off peak demand, they lowered their on-demand charges over 50%, and where they were paying $500 a month bills, as their neighbors still are that didn't take the advice,
yes.
They're under 370. Their on-demand went from 12 kilowatt hours to 5.1. So they just wrote in to say a big thank you for that program.
To Advanced Home Systems. And boy, if anybody else wants to take advantage of that, it's 799-5656. Teaches you how to buy electricity when the utility companies are selling it the cheapest. There's some people that say you can recycle electricity. You cannot recycle electricity. There's no way. Okay? But you can take electricity if you're using it for air conditioning, and you can store it by super cooling your house when they're selling you electricity cheap. Allow your house to get really cool, and then ask your air conditioners just to take a little nap in the hot part of the afternoon, and your house will warm up a little bit, but you save hundreds of dollars. Hundreds.
Kathleen wrote in and wanted to say, I wanted to thank you for Mark. He came out from George & Sons Roofing, and he said, you know what? You don't have a problem. So that's significant because the original roof installer by the name of called me and said they needed to come out and do their annual inspection, and they wanted me to completely replace it. So we appreciate the honesty and integrity from George & Sons.
Is the name of the
company on here? Yeah, you can read it.
Can I read it?
Sarah wrote in and said...
really? Oh, that's interesting.
The paper's going around the entire studio now. Sarah wrote in and said, I was referred to you by Blue Sky Pest Control. So I just wanted to high center on that one for a minute just to point out the fact that if you're using a Rosie certified partner, whether you know what that is or not, or you've ever heard of Rosie or not, the referrals they give you inside the network are as good as the guys out there on site. It's just a whole holistic approach to protecting your home and your investment. Judy wrote in and said, your article last week on 10 common errors was incredible. And this was one of many that came in, including I got stopped in the studio on Thursday by Pat McMahon, who went on and on and on. He said, I haven't saved an article out of the paper in years. Not only did we save it, but I got a copy and put it in for his wife, Duffy. Well,
maybe I don't know. Maybe I should sign it and frame it for him.
I don't know what it was about last week's article, but we got more response out of the Republic. We've been there about 10, 12 years.
Can I make two quick comments on that? Yesterday, I had someone here at the home show had that article cut out and was waving it in my face, telling me I didn't know what in the world I was talking about. And I said, okay, we'll have to respect our difference of opinions here. I'll be happy to sit down with you and visit through it point by point. And like 2 minutes later, a professor from ASU who teaches mechanical engineering came up to me, handed me his card, and he said, I cut that article out and used it in my class. That was the best article I've seen in a long time.
Was that other person still standing there?
No, no. He had to go back to his booth to sell some more of the stuff that I was telling people not to buy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got a long weekend. Chris wrote in and said, I heard Rosie talking about, I think, a new window manufacturer that starts with a W and it was back east. Let me back up a little bit, Chris. There was a new manufacturer, but Alabama, don't call there and say, are y'all that place back east? It's down south. Along the Gulf Coast, it's down south. You might get hung up on if you say back east. And it was actually a cabinet manufacturer, Wellborn. Was that it?
Wellborn. Yeah.
Wellborn. So it wasn't a window. Windows has been Pella for at least 12 years, as long as I've been
long
here.
Time.
And the cabinet was Wellborn out of Alabama. Lisa wrote in and said, I'm getting ready to have my house painted. It's a 1958, has T111 and slump block. So I'm picturing slump block up 3 inches, T111 around the windows.
Arizona ranch look, baby.
And she's got a question. Some people just want to spray, some want to roll. What should I do? Well, spraying is fine as long as there is someone back rolling. You've got to have someone back rolling. There is just no way to consistently get, you know, and I'm not insulting painters. I mean, a good painter will tell you, you know, you cannot keep a consistent spray and arm movement and motion for the entire length of the house. You may get one area that's got a perfect coverage, but you absolutely have to back roll. So if they're spraying it, that's fine. As long, Lisa, as somebody's going behind and back rolling.
Don't paint the slump block.
Gosh, I hope not.
I can't believe when they take perfectly maintenance-free product
and put maintenance on it. Oh, that drives me nuts. A couple weeks ago, we mentioned keeparizonabeautiful.org, KAZB.org. And we talked about... And we posted it online, and we got a lot of response. Linda wrote in and said, you know, what if it's someone that's got a firefighter sticker and you see him throw a cigarette butt? I've seen that more than once. And our Facebook people said, you know what, we're going to default and let Romy answer that one. The girls didn't want to touch it. You know what, it's the rule of law. Everyone's got to follow the law. Report them, report them, report them. I don't care who it is. It could say governor on it. Report them.
Did you hear from Cookie?
I didn't hear from Cookie. But I wanted to also say, if you were driving the silver Buick on Grand Avenue yesterday and you threw all that trash out your windows, you merge in a left-hand turn lane on 111th, the letter you get in a couple weeks was from me.
Courtesy of Romy Romero. We'll be right back, y'all.